It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
630 Chad Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 Chad.
Welcome to the most romantic show on radio. Here's what's going on in the NHL tonight. The Sharks lead the Jets 1-0. That is early in the second period. Another important game in the playoff race. If the Jets are able to win tonight, they would hop over Arizona and into the second wild card spot in the Western Conference. The Canadiens and the Penguins scoreless early in the second period. The Rangers up 1-0 on Columbus with 14 minutes to go in period two, and also about 5 minutes into the second period. Hurricanes up 2-1 on the Devils. Warren Fogle, the most recent goal in that game for the Hurricanes. The Oilers will play the Hurricanes on Sunday. First, they play the Panthers tomorrow. Both games on 630 Ched. Both will have a 12:30 face-off show, and the puck will drop at 2 o'clock. Oil Kings in action tonight. 7 o'clock face-off at Rogers Place against Regina. Busy long weekend here for the Oil Kings. Regina tonight, Medicine Hat tomorrow at 7, then Lethbridge at 2 p.m. on Family Day Monday. So a chance to get out and enjoy the best team in the Western Hockey League, one of the best teams in Major Junior Hockey. Absolutely. Thanks a lot for tuning in tonight. Can also tell you that Bruce Boudreau has been fired as head coach of the Minnesota Wild. They're 3 points out of a playoff spot going into tonight, and this is even though they have gone 7-3-1 in their last 11 games, Bill Guerin still deciding to make a change. Assistant coach Dean Evason takes over behind the bench. Bruce Boudreau fired by the Wild, 27-23-7 on the season. My name is Reed Wilkins. Yes, rolling into the long weekend. Thanks for starting it here. Hope we can talk to you the next couple of days as well as we bring you to Oilers broadcast over the weekend. Falling short 3-1 last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. Tampa Bay really brought it out of the gate. The Oilers were able to hang in there through the first period. The teams traded goals in the second, and then the Oilers mucking up a zone entry on the power play breakaway for Yanni Gord, who scored. And I thought in the third period, you know, the Oilers did a decent job. They were able to generate some zone time, but just could not finish some chances, and give Tampa Bay credit for defending and goaltending as well. And the Oilers fall 3-1 to the hottest team in the National Hockey League. The Lightning, absolutely incredible. Since December 1st, they are now 26-6-2. So here's what's going on with the Oilers. They have officially put Connor McDavid on injured reserve, retroactive to February 9th. Marcus Granlund has been called up from Bakersfield. Granlund, not doing great when he was with the Oilers earlier this season, played 31 games, had only 3 goals and 4 points, and those 3 goals came in the span of 4 games from November 19th to 24th. So the Oilers, without McDavid, without James Neal, without Joachim Nygaard, and without Zach Cassian for the weekend as well. Now, here's what's going on with Cassian. He had his hearing today, and you've probably seen some stuff reported on this as well. Bob was talking about it earlier. John Shannon, who joins us on every face-off show, had this as well. Cassian was asked to have an in-person hearing. If the NHL says we want to do this in person, that's because they're leaving their option open to suspend you for 6 games or more. Now, but that hearing would have been on Monday. So Cassian waives the in-person hearing, does it over the phone this afternoon, and now we wait. We do not expect a suspension to be announced tonight. I would, logically, it makes sense that something would be announced before tomorrow's game, so the Oilers know exactly what they're going to have to do here with the lineup moving forward, and specifically tomorrow. But no announcement expected today on Zach Cassian. Look, he is going to get suspended. We talked about it last night on Overtime Open Line. I'm sure everybody's seen the video by now. Cassian, 3 people were tangled up. Archibald was kind of underneath the pile that also included Eric Cernak from the Lightning and Cassian. And as they're kind of splitting apart, Cassian, who's leaned a little bit onto his left side, extends his right leg and gives a kick to Cernak's chest. The NHL, rightfully so, frowns on kicking, frowns on anything to do with the skates. Some notable suspensions from the last decade or so, I guess a little bit over a decade. A very comparable piece of video back in 2012 was Jeff Skinner. He got 2 games for a kick. He was down on the ice. The player who had checked him was standing up. And Skinner, in kind of a Cassian-like fashion, extended his leg into his opponent's right leg. Cassian did it to the chest. He got 2 games. Chris Simon got 30 games for more of a stomp in 2007. Chris Pronger got 8 games, again, for more of a stomp in 2008 at a player already down on the ice. This is not a good play. It was an unnecessary, potentially dangerous play. I don't think, if Cassian wanted to do something really nasty, he could have, but that's still a dangerous play to do that in that situation. And it is going to factor into this that Cassian is a repeat offender. And he's going to be suspended here for, what, the second time in basically a month? So, and we got it right here. Well, they did announce it today. I got to make sure this is the real Twitter account. It looks like it is 7 games. More than I thought. Cassian gets 7 games for the kick. You know what? I'm going to do this. We're doing it live, Kellen. We'll see if we can. Is there a video here already? We can play the video straight off the player safety website if I can get it going. And we're all going to hear this together, everybody.
Nope, no audio here.
Okay, so. Well, the audio is not working, so we don't know why that is. All right, well, now we don't have to speculate. We can talk about your reaction. 780-496-0063 to call or text. Cassian gets 7 games for the kick on Eric Cernak, and we'll get you the official audio from the NHL player safety video as soon as we might have to tape it off another computer, Kellen, if it's not playing there, but we will get this as soon as possible. This is obviously all breaking on the fly. So I got to admit, that is a little bit more than I thought he would. I do think his previous suspensions have factored into this, and the Oilers are going to be without him for a while. So, what are we looking at for games he's going to miss? He will miss the next 2 road games against Florida and Carolina. He will miss 2 home games against Boston and Minnesota. And then he will miss the entire California road trip on the 23rd, 25th, and 26th against the Kings, Ducks, and Golden Knights. It is possibly at the end of that road trip that maybe Connor McDavid is going to return. So here's, again, looking at the Oilers lineup, you got McDavid out, most explosive offensive player in the league. You got Nygaard out, who has been challenged to produce points, but definitely has speed and had been playing with some tenacity. And then you have Cassian out of action, who's another one of the Oilers' fastest players. And of course, Neil has been out as well. We don't know when he's going to return. So Cassian gets 7 games for the kick against Eric Cernak. We're going to wrangle the player safety audio. We'll take your reaction as well. Again, you can call or text 780-496-0063. 7 games for Cassian. It's Inside Sports. Joining us, we just found out about 5 minutes ago, Zach Cassian gets a 7-game suspension, and you and me are going to hear this for the first time right now. I have not yet heard this video. It just came out. Here's the video from the NHL Department of Player Safety.
Thursday night in Tampa Bay, Oilers forward Zach Cassian delivered a kick to the chest of Lightning defenseman Eric Cernak. As the video shows, Cernak and Cassian converge on a puck at the Lightning point. Cassian pins Cernak on the wall as Oilers forward Josh Archibald comes towards the pair with some speed. Archibald is tripped up and falls into Cernak and Cassian, taking them all to the ice. Cassian briefly maintains his grasp on Cernak, who quickly gets back to one knee. As he does so, Cassian, who is looking directly at Chernak, draws his leg back and delivers a kick to the chest of Chernak. This is kicking. It is important to note that while we acknowledge Cassian's argument that he was trying to disentangle from the pile of players, that in no way justifies this action. NHL players regularly become entangled with opponents and teammates and regularly remove themselves from the pile safely and legally without putting themselves or their opponents at the risk of serious injury. Cassian acknowledges intentionally using the blade of his skate to push off from his opponent to gain space, an act for which there is no justification. It is also important to acknowledge the Oilers' argument that the kick was not forceful. We have always been clear that force is an important consideration for both on-ice officials and our department in assessing penalties or discipline, with more substantial penalties being handed out for more forceful or violent infractions. However, we must emphasize that using a skate blade to make intentional or reckless contact with an opponent, regardless of the purpose, is entirely different from a hit that involves a player's body or stick, as there is minimal force required to dangerously cut and injure an opponent. Therefore, while we agree with Cassian's assessment that this play is not malicious, any player who intentionally and carelessly uses the blade of a skate to contact an opponent, no matter the amount of force used, engages in kicking and is putting his opponent at immediate risk of serious injury, and such plays will not be permitted. To summarize, this is kicking. This will be Cassian's fourth suspension in his 518-game NHL career. He is a repeat offender under the terms of the CBA, having most recently been suspended 8 games ago. The Department of Player Safety has suspended Zach Cassian for 7 games.
Well, Reed, there you go.
Okay, thanks, Killen. So that's straight from the NHL Department of Player Safety. Again, that video coming out in the last 10 minutes, 7 games for Cassian. So, and that's the first time I heard that. So just jotting down some notes as I'm listening to that. They explain the incident and how Cassian drew his leg back and kicked. They acknowledge Cassian's argument that he was trying to disentangle, but it doesn't justify the kicking action. They said the Oilers and Cassian arguing that the kick was not forceful. And you heard in that video the NHL saying that they do consider how forceful an action was when penalizing it or suspending it, but they also say they treat a skate differently from a hit, from a body contact hit or a hit with a stick, because a skate is more likely to cause some sort of a cut. The NHL saying that they agree with Cassian that the incident was not malicious, but basically, you know, it's dangerous because a skate is involved, could cause some sort of a cut. They reference Cassian being a repeat offender at the end of the video, and that all adds up to 7 games for Zach Cassian. So 780-496-0063 is how you can give us your feedback, whether you want to call or text. This texter says that is bull. The guy was clearly holding both of them down for an extended time. This texter says, I thought the Lightning player was lingering a bit as he had 2 Oilers tied up, so Cassian pushed the Lightning player away from him to free himself with the part of his body that was closest. The intent of Cassian, to me, was to push the player away, not to kick him. The problem is with using the skate has to be strongly discouraged by the league. I think the length of the suspension that the league is calling it intent to injure, which I think is wrong. The player was not cut, just somebody asking. No, the player was not cut, but what the NHL is saying, there's more of a risk of there being a cut because a skate was being used. Look, I probably thought Cassian was going to get 4, so I'm wrong. I'm not the guy giving out the suspensions. It's been an interesting week for the Department of Player Safety. I'm sure many of you have seen the Zdeno Chara cross-check on Brendan Gallagher, for which he was not suspended, for which he received a $5,000 fine. I agree, it's pretty dangerous to use your skate. And Cassian did something that was irresponsible, silly, unnecessary, potentially dangerous. Use whatever words you want. In my world, Zdeno Chara also gets suspended. And maybe he doesn't get as many games as Cassian. And this is, I don't want to put words in any of your mouths, because you can, and I got some guys calling in for opinions. But in my world, both those plays are dangerous and unnecessary. And that's why if I'm running the league, I also suspend Chara. Because he knows what he's doing with his stick. He knows he's much bigger than Brendan Gallagher. He knows where he's bringing it up into the neck, lower face area. He knows that could potentially cause injury. And this is not to deflect from what Cassian did, but I still get a little bit of confused by why one incident is suspended and one isn't. That's maybe a slight tangent from the discussion as we bring Brian onto the show. Oh, hang on, Brian. I just got to click something else here. Okay, now we got you, Brian. Go ahead.
Hey, Reed. You know, it's, and again, you know, I'm going to sound like a broken record to you and everybody else, but, you know, I've said it time and time again. If they start calling the rule book according to the rules, then, you know, a lot of this stuff is going to stop happening. Now, Cassian, he should have known I'm sure he knew what he was doing. He knows the rules. I mean, if you're playing in the NHL, you got to know the rule book. And, you know, so I shake my head wondering what was going through his head when that actually happened. As far as the one with Chara, I agree 100%. Yeah, he should have gotten suspended too. Having said that, and I've said it time and time again, there's no consistency. And unless they start doing the consistency, I've called it before, I'll still call it. It's going to cost somebody their career.
Brian, thanks for calling, man. Good to hear from you.
Take care.
All right, and we got Daryl as well. Daryl, you got about a minute here. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, Reed, you can comment on my, after I say what I got to say, but Cassian's got to know better, and he's my favorite guy in the Oilers, but he's got to know better. I mean, that's just the wrong action.
Oh, I agree. I agree he did something wrong. Absolutely.
Right. Agreed. So I don't know if it's actually warrantable. The mention he got. I have to go back to my original text I sent you a couple weeks ago. I'm more mad about the suspensions he got in the incident with Tkachuk. So at the end of the day, I'm just going, that'd have been any other player that got hit other than Cassian, there'd have been a call. So the guy called before, Brian, you're right. The league's getting it wrong. Not the players. The players, absolutely. When they do something bad, they got to be punished. But the league has got to get it right. There's too many holes in the calls. So my comment, always enjoy your show. Have a great night.
All right. Appreciate it, Daryl. 780-496-0063. Getting tons of texts coming in as well. Guys, I'm not going to be able to read everyone on air, but I'll try to fire off a few. James says, no one is discussing why four on-ice officials didn't make any call. This texter says, in my eyes, the Chara incident looks way more of an intent to injure than the Cassian kick. Don't get me wrong, but is Chara getting a break because of who he is? Well, I hope not. 780-496-0063 is the number to both call and text. And somebody asking if I could play the Brian Burke comment from Oilers Now earlier today, and I will get to that when we get back. 7-game suspension for...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
That Cassian. All right, so Zach Cassian of the Edmonton Oilers has been handed a 7-game suspension for the kick last night against the Tampa Bay Lightning. It is 7 games. He'll be eligible to come back February 29th against Winnipeg. This is another blow to the Oilers lineup, already out with McDavid, Neal, and Nygaard up front. So basically 4 forwards who had been regulars throughout the season now out of action for a variety of reasons. And this is a big blow to the Oilers with a couple of tough, well, I mean, all the games are tough, but they got Florida tomorrow, Carolina on Sunday, back home to face Boston on Wednesday. McDavid not expected to return for probably another 5 or 6 games at the earliest before he's going to be back. Nygaard's basically out into March, and Neal, we don't know. The last we heard from Ken Holland was that Neal had a setback. A lot of your reaction coming in. 780-496-0063 is the number to call and text. This fan says, Reed, I agree that Cassian should be suspended, and seven games is justified based on the fact that he's a repeat offender. So many things concerning this team with injuries and now suspension. I feel like more drama may happen in the coming weeks, and sadly, I feel the team may begin to fall out of it. Well, like I said, with all those players out, it's not good. It is not good. Now, they hung in there last night against a really good team. They beat a fairly flawed team in Chicago the other night without some significant players. But in a one-off, anything can happen. Over the next, I mean, now you look at the next seven games, they're going to be really tough. No Cassian and likely no McDavid and no Nygaard. And like I said, we don't know what's happening with Neil. So now we're back into a situation where you got, and you guys can tell me if I'm wearing rose-colored glasses here. Maybe I am. But I think they have a legitimate NHL first line with Draisaitl, Yamamoto, and Nugent Hopkins. I don't think that's an NHL second line. I think that's one of the 31 best lines in the NHL. And then they're basically going to be dressing kind of maybe two fourth lines and a fifth line. Is that, maybe I'm being too harsh with that assessment? I thought that you could probably get away with calling Archibald, Shane, and Cassian a decent NHL third line, even though they were going to have to be the Oilers' second line. But now without Cassian, you lose some speed, and you lose at least a little bit of finish. I mean, he's in double digits in goals. Gagne, Haas, and Chiasson, that's a fourth line. Cave, Kara, and Patrick Russell, that's probably a line of 13th or 14th forwards, 15th forwards, probably more like a fifth line in the NHL. So it does get a lot tougher. They're going to need the goaltending, and they're going to need the special teams, and they're going to need outstanding production from Draisaitl, Nugent Hopkins, and Yamamoto, which for the most part they've been getting. But now, what did we see last year? The Oilers got one line, shut them down. Yeah, that's right. So that's tough, guys. Well, we can't BS it, and this is a long time for Cassian. I didn't think he'd get this many games. I thought he'd get suspended. I was a little surprised when I saw seven. Somebody asking if he can appeal. He can. I haven't seen anything about an appeal at the moment. And probably like a lot of you, I am keeping an eye on anything on Twitter or that the Oilers might announce. But he could appeal it. And, I mean, probably best case scenario, he might get a game shaved off if he successfully appealed. You heard in that video, and we'll play some snippets from it again. The NHL, in that video, the player safety department said they acknowledged the Oilers' argument that the kick was not that forceful and that they do consider how forceful a violation was when they assess a penalty or a suspension, but they did say a skate is a different category than a body check or a hit because of the potential to cut somebody. And look, that was a dangerous play by Cassian. If he, you know, and they also acknowledged Cassian, they said in the video, they acknowledged that Cassian was not being necessarily malicious, that he wasn't trying to injure anybody, but that he shouldn't have done it. And absolutely, if the skate rides up or Chernak moves the wrong way at the wrong time, it could have been really, really dangerous. So there we go. Seven games for Zach Cassian. Brian Burke, who used to be the NHL's chief disciplinarian, was on Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer earlier today. Now, this was obviously before the hearing had even happened, but here's Brian Burke's take on the incident.
No, he's getting something. Obviously, they called an in-person hearing, but so they're looking at five and up. And he was just in there. And the difficulty, if you look at the other kicking suspensions, the difficulty is to say, well, that one was 30, that one was 8. But there was all based in large part on whether they were repeat offenders or not, which Zach is and was in very recently, which they generally don't like. They don't like to see repeat customers on a short-term basis. So he's going to get something. I feel it's being exaggerated. I think, okay, so let's start at the very beginning. Kicking, there's no place for in our game. It's not a hockey play. It's inherently dangerous. No kicking. Everyone who kicks someone should get something. No kicking. Everyone who kicks someone should get something. It's like biting. It's why I didn't bite you hard. Yeah, you bit me. So you're getting something for that. We don't want biting. We don't want spitting. So he's going to get something. The issue is, how dangerous was the play? And where I'm splitting with some of the people I've heard discussing this are frantically saying he's got to get the rest of the season or 20 games. I don't think this play was that dangerous. I don't like it. It could have been more serious. If Chernik had pushed his skates up with his hands somehow, could have been in the face or throat. But it wasn't. And he got him right in the logo on a protected area. A player has shoulder pads. The front part of the shoulder pads covers the chest. This player had protection where it happened. The blow wasn't that hard. It didn't even move the player's head. So to me, it was a reaction, a stupid reaction, a regrettable reaction, but a reaction, not premeditated, not vicious. And I'm hoping they give him the lowest number they can give him that reflects the two things. One, no kicking, and two, no repeat business.
All right, that's Brian Burke's take on it from earlier today on Oilers Now. And look, I realize you're not all going to agree with Brian. We're probably not all going to agree on anything, especially suspension numbers. But he said at the end they should give him the lowest number that they could possibly give him. Well, that probably would have been a three. They give him 7. You know, the more I thought about it, I thought he would probably get 4. The fact that they wanted to do it in person, though, made me wonder, could they be considering 6? Well, they give him 7. I thought Burke's explanation was good. And I know, you know, it's interesting to see in the text line, there's everything from that he shouldn't be penalized that much. He's just trying to get out of there to that's horrible. But Burke explained it's not going to be 15 or 20 games. I mean, that's, to me, that would have been excessive. This texter says if Zach Kassian got 7 games, Chara should have gotten at least 5. Esk fan, and Clayton, I'm getting to you on the phone line right away. Esk fan Glennie says, hey, Reed, this is why people are turning their backs on the NHL. The instigator rule has to go. With it gone, Kassian would not have been suspended at all the first time. If I was the guy tying up 2 Oilers by laying on them, why would I move? Kassian was shoving the guy off him, not kicking him. Chara, on the other hand, should have gotten 10 games for the cross-check to the throat. The NHL has to start getting things right. Well, look, Kassian kicked him. I can't define that action any other way. He extended his leg that has a foot attached to it, and the foot's in a skate, and that, you know, with some degree of force, not excessive force, but with some degree of force, hit the Tampa Bay player in the chest. I struggle not to define that as a kick. But as S. Van Glennie pointed out, I also struggle to understand why Chara wasn't suspended. Clayton, nice to hear from you. Hope your weekend's off to a good start. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Yeah, no, I just, I'm listening here, and I hear a lot of people, they're, of course, frustrated with what Kassian is getting here and whatnot. And the problem is let's not concentrate on that incident right now. Like, what I think everybody should maybe think a little bit more about is before even this happened here last night, is some of the inconsistencies that were happening in you know, the games before this in the last month coming up to this point. You know, like, there's not even any repercussions for some of these players that are doing things that are certainly just as vicious or just as dangerous. And I mean, not to sound like, of course I'm an Oilers fan, so I'm going to bring it up, but you have a guy like Tkachuk running around the zone targeting Kassian's head on dangerous plays that aren't even considered a 2-minute penalty for some reason, and we're supposed to be protecting people's heads in the NHL now. And I just don't get it. I really don't get it, you know? I'm not defending anything Kassian did, because I thought 5 games, sure, so I'm not surprised anywhere, you know, what he got. But, you know, like, I just don't get what all the other stuff that's going on, that's all.
All right, yeah, Clayton, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Talk to you again.
Yep.
That is Clayton, 780-496-0063, as Zach Kassian gets a 7-game suspension. This portion of Inside Sports presented by Furnace Family. Experience the Furnace Family difference. Your furnace replacement specialist with over 500 five-star Google reviews. Call 7804-FAMILY or visit furnacefamily.com. We will keep going with this until at least the top of the hour. 780-496-0063. Happy to hear from you. 7 games for Cass.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
And he won't be back until the 29th of February.
Well, we're going to have...
Well, you know what? He's not with the Edmonton Eskimos anymore, is he?
We got to guess that one.
Don Hunamba has left. Caught with our pants down, Kellen.
Whoops.
Well, on Valentine's Day, maybe that's not so bad. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Vic, I know you're on hold. I'm going to ask you to wait a minute, 20 seconds. For people who missed it, I want to play. I'm not going to play the whole video again, but here is the meat and potatoes of the Cassian suspension video put out by the NHL. He's been suspended 7 games.
It is important to note that while we acknowledge Cassian's argument that he was trying to disentangle from the pile of players, that in no way justifies this action. NHL players regularly become entangled with opponents and teammates and regularly remove themselves from the pile safely and legally without putting themselves or their opponents at the risk of serious injury. Cassian acknowledges intentionally using the blade of his skate to push off from his opponent to gain space, an act for which there is no justification. It is also important to acknowledge the Oilers' argument that the kick was not forceful. We have always been clear that force is an important consideration for both on-ice officials and our department in assessing penalties or discipline, with more substantial penalties being handed out for more forceful or violent infractions. However, we must emphasize that using a skate blade to make intentional or reckless contact with an opponent, regardless of the purpose, is entirely different from a hit that involves a player's body or stick, as there is minimal force required to dangerously cut and injure an opponent. Therefore, while we agree with Cassian's assessment that this play is not malicious, any player who intentionally and carelessly uses the blade of a skate to contact an opponent, no matter the amount of force used, engages in kicking and is putting his opponent at immediate risk of serious injury, and such plays will not be permitted.
All right, so some acknowledgement there of what Cassian and the Oilers were arguing, but the NHL slaps Cassian with a 7-game suspension. We have Vic, 780-496-0063. Go ahead, Vic.
Hey, Reed, how's it going?
Good.
I'll try to make this brief. Just quickly want to say that I don't defend Cassian at all in this situation. I agree that, you know, kicking with the skate definitely is a risky thing. Having a suspension for this amount is not necessarily unreasonable. It's a little bit more than what I thought it was going to be, but I don't defend it. I think it's reasonable. The problem I have is with the consistency with the Department of Player Safety. In this situation, they're actually assessing the risk of a skate going towards another player, but they never assess the risk with any other sort of hit. With any other sort of hit that they penalize, they're looking at the extent of injury. So there's a clear inconsistency here. Anytime someone cross-checks someone to the head or to the neck or whatever, they're looking at the extent of injury. Well, really, they should be doing their job, which should be to prevent these hits from happening in the first place. So if they want to actually mitigate the risk of dangerous hits, they should be penalizing the intent of the hit or the type of hit, not the extent of the injury. So that's the big point that I want to make.
Yeah, Vic, I'll leave you on the line here for a sec. I think you make a good point, and Rob and I discussed that a little bit last night. I think 99.9% of Oilers fans are being pretty reasonable that there should have been a suspension. The number of games is up for debate, I suppose, but obviously he did something wrong that he shouldn't have done. But yeah, bigger picture, and I said this, Rob and I were talking last night, and you know, Rob and I said, if Rob and I are on different teams and I swing my stick at Rob's head and miss, I will get a less of a suspension than if I swing my stick at Rob's head and hit him, even though I'm trying to hit him in the head, right? So I understand what you're saying. They're assessing, they're suspending Cassian because of the risk of what he did. But with other hits, they say, well, it was pretty bad, but the guy didn't get hurt, so he'll get less of a suspension.
And that's a clear discrepancy, and he should not be doing that. It should be always consistent. It should always be the risk of the hit or whatever action that was taken. If it was completely careless, it should be suspended as such, whether it's intentional or unintentional.
Now,
they don't do that.
Do you think a player's suspension history should be factored into any future suspensions?
I don't think that's something that is unreasonable. I think it's, if someone has a clear history of making dangerous hits, then I think a message needs to be sent to them that this behavior needs to be, you know, taken care of. And hopefully after multiple suspensions, they'll get the message. So I don't think it's unreasonable if they've had a suspension history. Now, I understand what people said, you know, get rid of the instigator rule and, you know, Cassian maybe wouldn't have been suspended this first time. But, you know, I have no problem with taking suspension history into account.
Vic, thanks for listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great weekend.
Thanks. Same to you.
That is Vic, 780-496-0063. So it's 7 games for Cassian. A lot of good feedback tonight. So thanks to everybody who's calling and texting. And again, this is a pretty important player to the Oilers lineup, out of the lineup for the next 7 games, where the Oilers will not have Nygaard for that time, may not have Neal, and probably won't have McDavid for all of those games. So that's really weakens the lineup. And I got the sense from looking at a lot on Twitter last night and social media, I got the sense that a lot of fans and media and other markets see Zach Cassian as kind of a snap show, as kind of a goon. And he's not that player anymore. He's turned some things around here with the Oilers, both on and off the ice. And yes, he's a rugged player. He's an aggressive player, but he doesn't take as many silly penalties as he used to. He doesn't need to fight all the time. But something like this, he's going to have to get out of his game. And, you know, the Tkachuk thing was a spirited game, Battle of Alberta, and, you know, a lot of the feedback there around hockey was, you know what, he did it, he handled it. It was wrong in terms of the rules of hockey, but it was right in terms of policing a pesky player on the other team. So, 2 games. This, in the heat of that moment, I mean, you have to know that you don't kick your skate out at the guy. I didn't think he'd get 7 games. Again, I thought he'd probably get 4, say. But when you're doing something like that, you know you risk taking yourself out of the lineup. And Zach Cassian is now, I mean, what, he's the Oilers, if you look at the goal scoring, he's the Oilers, what, fourth or fifth, well, maybe fifth or sixth best chance to score a goal? I mean, after the big 3 and Yamamoto, I mean, Neal's slowed down and Neal's hurt, and he's one of the fastest players. So that's what's unfortunate. He's become an important part of the Oilers lineup, and the Oilers don't have him. All right, 780-496-0063. You can get more on the Cassian suspension on 630ched.com. We will continue to touch on it tonight. We will have Kwaku Boateng from the Edmonton Eskimos in studio. That'll be a lot of fun to talk to him. We'll let you know how the Oil Kings are doing against Regina. And Tom Higgins is back in town, joining the U of A Golden Bears. He's in the next half hour here on Inside Sports.
630 CHED Inside Sports with Reed Wilkins. Weekdays at 6 on 630 CHED.